So what we want to do is see if we can link up moment after moment after moment of that concentration. And the walking meditation, in my opinion, is just a great opportunity to do that because you could think of each step as another form of concentration, right? So for this step, am I aware of this step, right? And then lifting, and then this step, can I be fully aware of this step? And then lifting, and then this step, can I be fully aware of this step? And just see how many steps can you be fully attentive to, fully aware of? And the more that you can do that you can create that continuity. It's the continuity that is really important to develop that concentration in the mind. Because what's going to happen is we go mindfulness, 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 and then like, oh, squirrel. And then we go off somewhere else. And oh, then we got to bring it back maybe 30 seconds later. And kind of the work that was done preceding that, it's still kind of there, but it's not as powerful if you went mindfulness, 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 mindfulness over the course of like 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes. So what we want to develop as this is going on, is a more acute awareness of when the attention wanders off so that we can bring it back very quickly. Notice the thoughts and then bring it back very quickly to just this step, just this moment. All right? So let's try that through the walking meditation. We'll do about 6 minutes or so of walking meditation, and then we'll move into a sitting meditation. All right? So find a good standing posture. To walk in, you don't need more than a few steps, but if you have 10 steps in a room, you could do that. And I have about 4 or 5 steps here. So let's engage in that. There won't be any guidance throughout this process, just one step after another, after another, after another. All right? Okay. And wherever you're at in the walking meditation, you can begin to make your way back to your seat.